Hawaiian Gardens. Kevin, have you ever been to Hawaiian Gardens?
I believe I have.
I think someone named Mike has been there because the first thing this morning, right out the gate with Heidi and Frank, he checked in at $5,000 with that name, Hawaiian Gardens. That's the name of the town.
Might I say it's poorly named?
Yeah, it doesn't really have much Hawaii theme in it. There's a little motel.
There's not much of a garden.
No, it really isn't. It's sort of a motor lodge from the 50s that's trying to be, you know.
When you said it, I was like, oh my God, did he just give it away?
I had to just throw it out there like that. So we've moved on. It's up to $1,400 already.
All right.
Since 8 o'clock this morning, it's up every hour by another $200, and that's where we're at. We'll play it sometime between now and 4.
We have a story about Florida Man.
What? Someone did something weird in Florida?
Crazy, right?
Huh.
One American dollar.
Oh, sweet. A chance for me to win a dollar?
In the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about out-of-body experiences.
Now, you've had one.
I have had one.
And
it was while I was alive and alert.
And in trouble.
Yeah, I was in a lot of trouble.
You were in some serious trouble.
Yeah. But I did have one.
Yeah, that's weird.
So we're going to talk about that in the 4 o'clock hour. Cool. And then give me 5.
Yeah, we decided to go with a whole different subject today. It's songs with you, the word you in the title. And I guess we did that
the last
couple
third day,
days.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Well, there's so damn many.
There are a lot, yes. So we're doing that at 5 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
New local KLOS music from Robert John and The Wreck. Those guys hail from Orange County. That is Pain No More. And they put on a hell of a live show, really super rowdy live show. So
love that.
It's awesome that they've got a new live album as a result coming out on the 21st of this month. But I can't pronounce.
Say the title. Try it.
You know, for years I've avoided saying the names of bands
just
and artists.
Just do it with confidence.
Live at the Encinia Belkigo. That's so off.
Yeah, but no one knows that.
Maybe they do. Maybe it's like everybody knows
it. It's a place in Belgium.
You looked it up?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so.
So it's a live show from Belgium. How would you pronounce it?
Encinia Belkigo. Neither of us are even close to correct.
Why would they do that? It's just mean. Why don't they just say live from Belgium? Anyways, it's going to be out April 21st.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Next time we do a Gimme 5 with cowbells, that's going to be number one, Mississippi Queen from Mountain. I think we need to do that sometime soon.
I agree.
Today it's You, songs with the word You in the title for day number 420. Is that right?
I believe so,
something
yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran.
Is she from Belgium?
I say it.
Yeah.
Explain why she loves firing people on Fridays.
What?
She is in real estate in New York City, and she was doing a talking to the CEO type podcast, and she just was giddy about firing people.
Wow.
And giving them a little heads up so they could worry about it and then firing them. Listen to this.
I love firing people on Friday. I would stop by someone's desk on a Wednesday and say, hey, would you have any time sometime on Friday? They should have heard about the rumors. Yes. What time's good for you? 2? See you at 2. I couldn't wait till they came in to fire them.
What is wrong with her?
I don't know.
Have you ever had to fire anybody?
Yes.
Isn't it like the worst thing in the world?
It is brutal because you care.
Because that's their living. That's how they make their. That's how they eat.
It's
that's how they pay
the
rent. The
worst.
I have a lot of words for this lady,
right?
That are not allowed on the radio.
She just is giddy about it. She can't wait till they come in. What?
You know why? Because I picked out individuals who were negative, and my attitude toward the negative person was they were ruining my good kids.
Oh, come on, you don't enjoy it still. You hired them.
Right.
Did you not see that in the process? Why do they get
sour?
Even
if they deserve to be fired,
you don't.
The joy.
Yeah.
You don't. It's not,
I mean, I can see an occasional person you might be happy. I've seen people go and I've been pretty happy about it. Oh,
sure.
Man, yes. But I wouldn't revel in it.
Because people who are negative have to have somebody else to be negative with them. They got to talk to somebody. Complain. Okay, I'm not talking about people who tell you what you're doing wrong. They're invaluable so that you can get better. I'm talking about chronic.
I can tell you what you're doing wrong.
Yeah,
lady.
Complainers and negative people. You got to get rid of them.
But yes, you don't have to enjoy it.
You don't have to enjoy it. What is wrong with you?
Wow.
Oh! 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Out of body experiences? You've actually had one, Kevin.
I have, yeah.
And you said you were still alive when it happened.
Yeah, I did say that.
We should talk about that later this afternoon.
We will.
All right.
We'll take calls in 4 o'clock hour on that.
All right.
Do you need to get married in a couple days?
Of course I do. I always do. What?
The Wienermobile is stopping by Las Vegas.
Yeah. The Wienermobile. Uh-huh. The famous Wienermobile.
It looks like a giant wiener. Yes. I've been inside it, by the way. It's not very nice.
Really?
It's not very nice.
First of all, how'd you get inside of it?
I don't know. I have no idea. Yes.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
And then you say it's kind of nasty.
I mean, it's not great. There's not velvet. There's no like sound system in there.
Really?
Yeah.
It's covered in mustard and so nasty.
But they're going to transform it into the Wiener of Love Chapel. The Wiener of Love Chapel.
Well, some of us already have the Wiener of Love. I don't know that we need another one.
Here's the report.
If you're ready to exchange wedding vows in the wedding capital of the world, here's a unique way to do it. Oscar Mayer is bringing its Wienermobile back to Las Vegas so couples can get married at no charge during the company's two-day Wiener of Love event.
Now that's, you know, that's something to cherish for life. You know, you'd be able to show your grandparents
the pictures. Imagine the pictures alone.
Very serious, somber event. I love this, actually. This is awesome.
This is
sign up start today. The weddings will take place April 15th and 16th at the Little White Chapel on Las Vegas Boulevard, and the couples who are selected will get a wiener cake, of course. The ceremony officiated by Oscar Mayer's hot doggers.
And then a real wiener.
A wiener cake.
Delicious. What is that? Sounds horrible.
That sounds gross. I want that?
No.
I don't think I want that.
That's so weird. I mean, I guess if you're a fan of Oscar Mayer wieners, what was that song? Remember there's a commercial.
I wish I was an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Wow.
Because then I don't know the rest.
Someone would eat me.
I don't remember exactly.
Yeah, no, but wow, you were much closer than I would have ever gotten. Well done.
Thank you.
So you think if you were, you had marriage on the horizon, you would do something along these lines?
I don't know. Because
I mean, Vegas, that's awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Yeah.
I don't love the wiener cake. Those words don't go together for me. That's kind of a non-starter.
Yeah.
So I think not, but it's this weekend.
Ah.
So, enjoy.
Well, get up there. Do it. Go. Bring out your dead.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have done several different topics, and people have mentioned in passing that they had an out-of-body experience.
Bring out your dead.
And I've had one, and so I thought we would have people call in that have had an out-of-body experience.
You were looking at your own body from outside.
No, I was in the corner, in the upper corner of the room.
Staring back at yourself in the room.
Of the court, watching myself in the witness chair. And the judge yelling at me and all of the lawyers yelling. Like, I could see myself sitting there.
And you really felt like you were not looking out at the judge anymore directly from your eyeballs.
I was watching the scene.
Wow. How long did this go on?
I don't remember because it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But it's very clear in my mind, the picture of everyone jumping up and down and yelling.
Yeah, I can attest to this being a courtroom full of very irritated, angry government people.
Yes.
People in the government angry at our pal Kevin.
Yes.
And me and that other guy.
And it happened.
I didn't have an out-of-body experience.
It didn't happen until the judge started yelling, because I thought the judge would yell, order in the court, everybody stop yelling.
No,
that's what the judge is supposed to do.
He was probably the angriest man I've ever come across in my life. I don't think that guy has smiled once.
He was yelling at me, the witness.
Right.
The judge was. And that's when I just went up to the corner and I was like,
disconnected, you're out.
What is happening right now? And I watched myself sit there.
That's really weird, man.
Yeah.
That's really weird.
And I don't remember that time from any other perspective. The only time that I remember that from
When you think of that moment in time, it's always from that vantage point up
upper
in the
corner of the room, and I can see myself sitting on the witness stand.
Now, this is a courtroom downtown in a high rise. I mean, downtown L.A.
Yes.
And this was a hardcore, serious courtroom.
Right.
And that's what you picture from there.
That's the picture I see now.
That's really weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
That's very weird. Have you ever had any other experience like that in your life?
No. I never have.
Nothing.
That's the only time that I could describe it as an out-of-body experience.
What do you think was what brought it on, the catalyst? I mean, why would that happen to you?
I don't know. All I know is it happened when the judge started yelling at me.
I mean, a lot of times when people will say that
I was expecting just the opposite.
Right.
The judge would yell at everybody else to get order.
I mean, a lot of times when something horrible is happening to somebody, they go, quote, to their happy place. Maybe. Or whatever. But it's a way of escaping. I suppose you really just literally did it.
I don't know.
Somehow.
Honestly, I don't know. I can't explain it other than when I think of that time, I can see myself in the chair.
Right, right. So, how'd you look? Were you looking good?
I looked great.
Dapper.
Yeah, I looked really good. No, I was wearing a suit that was like too big for me. It looked like my dad's. It looked like my dad's suit.
Really? And did you notice that from that point? That's when you saw, not in the mirror before you went to court.
Right.
From that point is when you sort of look, wow, I look like a total dork.
What's
I mean,
wrong
that's
with
funny.
Me?
I mean, yes. That's, wow, that's amazing.
That happened.
And then, of course, it really didn't go very well. We ended up owing a lot of money to the government.
I mean, listen.
Wasn't it $25,000 or something like that?
It was something like that. We don't need to talk about it. We do need
just
to talk about
it. To say it was serious.
Out-of-body experiences. Yes. And let's try to stay away from while you were sleeping.
Right, not that. No, because, you were very much awake.
Yes, very much awake, very alert.
Not high.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of us, that's it. You know, you can't.
Right. If you're high, it sort of can explain it. If you're asleep, it sort of can explain it. If you're alert, there's nothing that can explain that.
If you were sober and awake.
Right.
And then for some reason, whatever it was, threw you out of your normal experience.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
Get more new local KLOS music. Rival Sons is who that is. I think those guys, I mean, they've always been cranking out a lot of great stuff. I think they've hit their stride with this new one.
Yeah, agreed.
Unbelievably good. Bird in the Hand. They're going to be showing up down at Irvine at the, what is that? I wanted to say, the River Point, or the Five Point Amphitheater.
Yeah, Five Point Amphitheater.
On August 9th, So I was thinking the old Irvine Meadows, and that's ancient history now.
That is not a thing anymore.
But that's going to be August 9th. Those guys will be there.
We are talking about having out-of-body experiences. You had one of those?
Yeah, so I remember vividly, I don't know why it did that, but I was driving around in San Francisco, and I went through a red light, and I was watching myself from out of my body. It was the weirdest thing.
Did you get in an accident?
Nope.
You just suddenly realized I just made a potentially very dangerous mistake, and you saw yourself from outside of yourself.
Yep. The light had literally just turned. That's why it was a red, but I guess wasn't paying attention. I guess I wasn't in my body.
How long would that go on? How long were you out of body?
Like 3 or 4 seconds.
That's really weird.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks, yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, you guys still taking stories on the out-of-body experiences?
Yep.
I was 5 years old. I was climbing up a facade on the front of our apartment. It was 2 stories tall. And just some game that we were playing. So I climbed up the facade. It's got these wood posts sticking out. They're only held in by nails. I literally get to the very top. It gives out. I fall. I swear to God, it took 10 minutes to fall. But while I'm falling, I see myself.
From what angle?
In front of myself. And the crazy thing was that I could see myself, and it was like a blur. Everything else was a blur, but I could see me clear as day and scared as hell. And I'm a brother, and I look pretty white looking at myself. I'm very serious. I was scared, you know.
Of course.
Yeah. So when you hit the ground, did you return into your body?
Well, and I know this is going to sound even crazier.
Good.
I remember somebody there with me on my right side, and said it was going to be like it was going to be okay.
Wow!
Right?
Was it a relative? Did you recognize them?
No. I didn't even see the person. I didn't see their face. I could only see partially their body.
Wow!
That's pretty weird. Or something. Next thing I know, which is really messed up, man. I hit the cement head first.
Oh!
Did you say head first?
Head first.
Damn.
How are you alive?
Yeah.
Exactly. There's a lot of jokes going on with that one. But so I hit it head first, and then I fall into the grass. I mean, like, really? I couldn't have, like fallen into the grass and gotten hurt. Fine. No, you know. But no, I hit this. So I do that. My mom, she says, I hear a blood-curdling scream. Everyone comes running out of the apartment, and then it stops. I'm like, then we hear it again.
Like 2 minutes later, I've left her lead screen. Then we get closer to where it is, and it stops. And then we get, you know, they keep doing it. And then I guess I was waking up and screaming. So they found me in the ditch, or in the bushes.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. So what kind of injuries did you end up having?
I cracked my skull, but other than that, I was fine. I mean, like a small crack on my skull.
I think that the spirit is barely in these little cages, these little flesh cages, and when something like that happens, I can see it leaving. Like, well, I'm out.
When you were falling, did you tell yourself you're screwed?
Yeah.
You know what it was? It wasn't me telling myself that I was screwed. I knew that I was screwed. there's a difference of telling yourself that you're screwed.
Right. Right. There's just no question.
And then there's like, I know I'm screwed.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, that's exactly the sort of thing we're looking for. Thank you very much, man. And glad you're all right. That's bananas. 818-955-KLOS.
We're talking about out-of-body experiences. Have you done that? Still doing the name game this hour?
Yeah, you got another chance to win $1,600 sometime between now and 5.
We'll tell you when to call. Right now, we're taking calls on your out-of-body experiences.
When I was a teenager, I was drunk, walking home at 3 o'clock in the morning, and a car like just barely tapped me, but he hit me, and I was like outside of my body for a moment, like, and I don't even remember screaming. I guess I'm not explaining this as well as I thought I would.
No, were you looking at yourself getting hit by a car?
Yeah, in a way, yeah. I was like, I don't remember being actually hit by the car. I just was outside of my body, like, looking at myself being hit.
That's so weird.
That is so weird. That's crazy.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Thanks. KLOS, hello.
Hey, hello. How you doing?
Good. Out-of-body experiences.
I broke my neck surfing, and I was paralyzed, and I was underwater.
Ooh, man.
Thinking about, I was holding my breath, and I was just calmly sitting there thinking, I hope somebody finds me before I die.
Wow.
And I said goodbye to God, and then all of a sudden, I woke up on the beach, and all these people were standing around me. It was
Were you completely calm?
I was. I was just sitting. There was nothing I could do. I couldn't move.
So, right.
You know, it was just, it was really a trip. And, you know, I recovered over a long period of time, but I still go out and body surf. And
oh, good.
Like that,
good for you.
That's great.
Can't surf anymore.
Yeah. But I don't know what I was going to say.
I don't either.
That's weird. The thought just left my head, just like your body left you for a minute. Thanks for calling, man. Right on. Take care. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. You're talking about the out-of-body experience, huh?
Yeah. Yes. You had one?
Well, 1991, I was doing repairs for the apartment building we lived in. Extension ladder all the way up to the second floor. I'm carrying up a 3-gallon bucket of Henry's lap cement so I can spread it out on the little dips where the rocks are to, you know, prevent leaks from the winter coming.
Right.
And I guess there was a crack on the right leg of the aluminum ladder.
Oh, no.
It folded, the ladder went to the right, and it fell down. And I'm grabbing rocks. I dropped the bucket of Henry. It cracked open, and it's pouring down right below me. And less than 2 feet away from the corner, from the ladder, is a chain-link fence corner. From the neighbor's yard next door.
Right.
4 feet tall. I tell you what, if you ever thought about God at that moment, I sure did. Because I yelled out his name 3 times. I had no choice but to let go of the roof. I couldn't hang on any longer.
Is that when you had an out-of-body experience?
Yeah, I was upside down, falling backwards about 20 feet. But I saw myself coming towards myself.
Wow.
That's weird.
And I know I was aiming, because I was right above that corner of that chain link fence. Something pushed me to the right, and I missed the can of Henry's that was leaking, and I missed the chain link fence, landed on my left hip, and crawled away from it.
How long do you think you were looking at yourself before you reemerged?
Like everybody else said, at least like 2 or 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Easy. I mean, the whole time falling, it felt like forever.
Right.
Yeah.
That's always a weird thing. Everything slows down.
I'm telling you, man, somebody reached down and pushed me. To the right.
Yeah, I believe it, dude. I do. Do it. Hand them over. Give me those.
times in a row with Kevin and Sluggo.
Couple of bozos.
We thought we'd do something different today.
Yeah.
And take songs with you in the title.
You know, this all started on Monday when Marcy did songs with me in the title. We thought we'd do you, but she's got a whole hour. So, you know, she wiped out all the me's. We've got a lot of you's to get through still. So if you can think of anything, 818-955-KLOS. Or you can hit us up at Kevin and Sluggo, which is where this came from, right?
Yes, this came from, let me find it, Blended Emotions.
You can't stop rock and roll!
Let's give me five songs with you in the title.
Aerosmith, Ain't Got You.
The KLOS motherboard says yes, that's doable.
All right, this is Jeff from Lancaster. Keep it flowing.
You Really Got Me, Van Halen for Frank in Los Angeles. KLOS, hello.
Kevin.
Yes.
How about Ugly Kid Joe, I Hate Everything About You.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Give me five.
Sure.
Go ahead. Give us five. Or one.
Is this for the songs or the dogs?
Dogs? Oh, dogs. No, it's for the songs. Songs with you in the title.
You don't know how it feels, Tom Petty.
Okay.
Well done.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Give me five.
Sure.
Go ahead. Give us five. Or one.
Is this for the songs or the dogs?
Dogs? Oh, dogs. No, it's for the songs. Songs with you in the title.
You don't know how it feels, Tom Petty.
Okay.
Well done.
Kevin, you're the man, rolling a joint every time he says in that song. That's a lot of J's.
Listen,
right,
you have to. Those
you
the rules.
Know what? We have more you songs, and we've run out of time again.
Yep.
So I think we're going to have to do another day of it.
All right.
So if you didn't get your you song on, be listening tomorrow. I need same key. That was nice. So you're going to give me a dollar. I'm going to win a buck.
Well, you're going to have to earn it.
Just give it to me.
The top 10 list today is the top 10 TV theme songs from the 80s.
Top 10 TV theme songs from the 80s.
So here's what happens. CNN and HBO and MTV start to take viewers away. So the TV producers go to their writers and they say, give us memorable intros so that we have a good show.
Okay,
it'll catch people's attention.
Sure, right.
So I'm looking for the top 10 TV theme songs from the 1980s.
Okay, so these weren't necessarily breakout singles that were on the radio.
Right.
They were the theme songs that kind of stuck in your head.
Yes.
Gotcha. You know, it's funny. I love how they, like, Barry has the best theme song ever, and it's like, what, 3 seconds
long? It is pretty great, yeah.
And I can't wait for that to come back on HBO soon. By the way, One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend One American Dollar at Yamava, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit Yamava.com. I guess I would have to immediately go with the Miami Vice theme, which in fact was a single. Phil Collins in the air tonight. So Miami Vice. Yeah! Woo!
Miami Vice is correct.
I am on my way to that American dollar. I'm very excited about it.
All right.
I never really watched the show, but it's really weird. I watch a lot of British shows, and they're always remixing the A theme. The A team theme. Yeah, the A team theme. You're kidding!
Not on the top 10.
This is one of the most memorable themes ever.
I agree with you. That's ridiculous. But
not on the list.
Not on the list.
My heart is broken. I love this theme. How about Cheers? The Cheers theme. Where you, two.
Cheers
okay,
is
good.
On.
The Greatest American Hero.
The Greatest American Hero.
Yeah.
Give me a second as my computer restarts.
Just make the sound effect.
I was doing my mouth.
Damn it. So that's 2-2, isn't it?
You have four guesses and you got two right.
Oof, boy, oh boy. The Bosom Buddies. That was Billy Joel, My Life. Bosom Buddies. Oh,
sorry.
I'm screwed.
Yep.
Moonlighting theme. The theme from Moonlighting. Oh.
You're coming up with a lot of good ones.
The MASH theme.
But that's already...
WKRP.
You're already at seven guesses. Number 10 is Dynasty.
Oh, sure, of course.
Number 9 is Magnum P.I.
I couldn't think of that song.
Number 8 is Miami Vice.
Yeah, that was mine. I got that.
Number 7 is A Different World.
I don't know what that is.
Number 6, Hill Street Blues.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that was a
number
good one.
5, they put Seinfeld in there because they started in 1989. Number 4, Night Court. Number 3, The Golden Girls. Number 2, a show I've never heard of, Amen. And number 1, Cheers.
Yeah, Golden Girls is actually good. Yeah, people do running around quite. I never saw that show once. All right, well, can I have a dollar anyway?
No.
Give me a dollar, man.
Nope.
Come on, man. Cool. Keep listening for your chance to win not only the name game, but tickets to all 3 days of the Power Trip. You can see Guns N' Roses and AC/DC and Tool and Ozzy and oh, man. And it's on sale as we speak right this second.
It's time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. They make it easy. The Wienermobile is giving away free weddings in Vegas.
I almost want to renew my vows.
It's the Wiener Love Program. Wiener Love is what they're calling it.
I don't want to do it anymore.
And a lot of our listeners are spending a lot of time outside their bodies. We took a bunch of calls on that.
Yeah, it's not an uncommon phenomenon amongst KLOS.
We had too many calls to put on the air.
Yeah.
Which is a little scary.
Damn. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
I will see you tomorrow. Peace out.
The name of the new Metallica album that's going to be out on Friday is 72 Seasons, which has reference to your first 18 years of life. You experience 72 seasons.
Is that right?
Yeah, in those first 18 years. And the worldwide listening party is going to be happening in theaters is tomorrow, the day before the album release. So if you want to go in and hang out with a bunch of other people and listen to the new album with them before
the album's out. That's a pretty good
sound system. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's happening tomorrow. Check your local listings. And then on the weekend, we've got a hell of a lot of stuff planned with Metallica. It's going to be a major, heavy Metallica weekend here on KLOS.
Of course.
Never heard of it. What is that?
The city we were looking for was Hawaiian Gardens.
Which is awesome.
Yes.
I love Hawaiian Gardens.
And somebody this morning at 8 a.m. got $5,000.
Yeah.
So we have your shot to win your share of a giant pile of cash, tickets to the massive Power Trip concert. We'll take caller 13 right now at 818-955-KLOS. You get to play the name game.
Good luck. Yeah, baby. Take our money.
Please, who is this? KLOS.
Hi, this is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Sandy, you're caller 13.
Yes.
Well done.
We are looking for a dog movie with two or more words in the title.
And it's worth $1,400. Let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were Turner and Hooch. And Where the Red Fern Grows. I have no idea. Bruce knew that movie. I've never heard.
Yes.
Have you heard of that? Sandy.
Nope, never. Nope.
Well, that's not the one anyway. For $1,400 and tickets to Power Trip all 3 days, what do you think it is?
Old Yeller?
Old Yeller, you're saying. Oh, I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Dang it.
All right.
Thank you for trying.
I keep trying.
$1,600 next hour.
I probably shouldn't tell you. It's also not New Yeller. I don't know why.
It is time for the KLOS name game.
Yeah, baby.
Your shot to win your share of a giant pile of cash, tickets to the massive Power Trip concert. Caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. The name game, the name game. KLOS, who is this?
This is Laura.
Laura, you're caller 13.
Oh, wow.
That means you get to play the KLOS name game. We are looking for a dog movie with two or more words in the title.
And the last couple of guesses were Old Yeller and Turner and Hooch. So for $1,600 plus tickets to all 3 days of the Power Trip, what dog movie with two or more words in the title do you think we're babbling about?
I'm going to go really old and say Rin Tin Tin.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Have you ever seen it? I've never seen it. I've always heard about it and blah, blah, blah.
I've never seen it either.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, right on. Thank you. Certainly a dog movie. Next hour, $1,800. Epic cover of Cream's White Room Apocalyptica is who that is. We were playing it quite a bit a couple of years ago, but haven't played it much since. But I had a couple extra minutes. Thought we should throw it on, right? Oh, let's do this. Get some money away. Win this money.
We have your shot to win $1,800 plus tickets to the massive Power Trip concert. Caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS gets to play the name game. Good luck. The name
game. Yeah, baby. I don't know why. Do I have to say that every bleeding time?
You do. KLOS, what is your name?
This is Renee.
Renee?
Renee, you're caller 13.
No way.
Yes, it's true.
Yep, yep, yep.
Do you like movies about gladiators? I'm sorry, dogs?
Yes.
Well, all right. We are looking for a dog movie with the two or more words in the title.
Well said.
And, thank you.
The last couple of guesses were Rin Tin Tin and Old Yeller. People going old school. For $1,800 plus tickets to all 3 days of the Power Trip, what dog movie is rattling around in your head, Renee?
Oh, my God. I didn't think I would be caller 13. oh, my gosh. I can't even think right now. I'm sorry.
No, just come up with one. We got all the time in the world.
Caller 13. A dog movie.
I guess we will have to move on eventually.
A dog movie with
two or more words in the title for $1,800.
I can't believe I'm actually talking to Kevin and Bean. Oh my God.
I can't either. That's pretty hard to believe.
I can't. I'm so shocked. I can't think.
All right, I got no worries.
Benji's only one word. I don't know. I'm so sorry.
No worries.
Sorry. Sorry. Well, Renee, that was interesting.
I'll try again.
Yes, do.
No problem.
No problem. All right. Take care. Guys. You bet.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling Kevin and Bean.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Take care. So $2,000 tomorrow with Kevin and Bean. Heidi and Frank. By the way, back during the lockdown, we were playing a band, Violet Saturn. We were just kind of getting off the ground, and Slaves to Humanity were big for us for quite a while. And I'm very happy to see that they're going to be doing a show all together with Butterside, Who Rule, and Double Cobra. That is going to be a night of local rock Wednesday the 26th at the Always Cool Viper Room that we were so connected with before shut down. Yeah. So if you've been looking for some new local rock, go see these four bands. On Wednesday the 26th at the Viper Room. Stop by their website for more details. Bob Dylan's first real show happened on this day in rock in 1963 at the Town Hall in New York City. He performed 24 songs. Stevie Wonder appeared on Sesame Street on this day in rock in 1973, played a 7-minute version of Superstition. Rush's song Countdown was inspired by their visit to the Kennedy Space Center on this day in rock in 1981. They were watching the very first space shuttle launch.